Hello, everybody. I'd like to welcome you on my new podcast show, Renew Motherhood. And in this episode, I'm so glad that I have a new guest on my show and about the topic, why reading matters. And I'd like to welcome Gaurav Sharma, Gaurang. And I'm so glad that he joined me here, that he joins me on my podcast. And he's actually an author of so many books, and it's incredible. I love to, yes, show a little insights about his journey and his experiences and what he thinks about reading and writing. And yes, please, Gaurav, I'd like to welcome you. Please introduce yourself a little.
Thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to be on this podcast. I truly appreciate it. So, without delaying any further, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Gaurav Sharma, and I write with the pen name Goram. By profession, I am a personal development consultant, speaker, and author. I live in north part of India, which is approximately 125 miles away from the capital, Delhi. My city is situated on the bank of River Yamuna, known as Ramnanagar, and I'm doing personal development consultancy, speaking and offering from past 12 years. And by the grace of God, now it's time that my books are starting publishing, and I have a vision of publishing more than 500 books in the lifetime. And to make it a reality, I'm a man in progress.
This is so amazing. 500 books. I don't know how many people can do this, but you are so dedicated in writing and so passionate about it. And this is so awesome. I think each of us who's passionate about something is really good about this in this. And I think it's a wonderful field. So can you share a little about your background? Why are you so passionate about writing?
I am passionate about writing because writing is who I am. I wrote my first novel casually when I was in 8th standard and just wrote it and showed it to my teacher. And at that time, my teacher said that, Gaurav, you have a potential of becoming a very good author in upcoming period. It was my teacher who recognized the potential in me and said that if you're going to work on your writing skills, you can be a prolific writer in upcoming period. At that time, I was a kid. I said, "Thank you, teacher, for recognizing, letting me know." And with the passage of time, I just ignored and just continued my studies and did my graduation, post-graduation. And after completing post-graduation, I just started giving coaching on various life skills programs. With the passage of time, instead of speaking more, I started writing more. And with the passage of time, I recognized what my teacher said in childhood, that you have a potential of becoming a great writer in upcoming period. And I just followed the advice and just concentrate on my writing. And with the passage of time, I developed really love for it. And with the passage of time, it becomes my passion, which fortunately now has become my profession. And when I choose to make it my profession, I noticed one thing, that all the writers have one thing in common, who have earned exceptional name and fame. They have their pen name. And then I decided that if I go for writing, want to make writing my career, I must have a pen name. So I opt for a pen name, Goram. And I write with this pen name. My real name is Gaurav Sharma, but I write with the pen name, Goram.
So awesome. I'm glad that you are, I would say, a natural child that you are with 18 years and ignored the advice from your teacher. I say, okay, thank you. I will go my way.
Yeah.
Because I think many of us can relate to this. It's not
Yes,
that you
because
are.
teachers are our teachers. They recognize the potential in us right from the childhood. But we come to know all these things with the passage of time.
Yeah, right. And then you can look back and you can connect the dots and you can say, oh, yes, he told me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the natural, it's a flow, it's a path that you followed from your intuition, I think, to say, I would like to help others in the coaching field. Or
Yeah.
what's your topic around coaching? You said something about life in general, life specifically different.
I coach people life in general about life skills, how to develop overall as a human being. I'm a personal development coach, not a personality development coach, because here I would like to differentiate between the both. There is a huge difference between being a personality development teacher or being a personal development coach.
What would you say are the differences?
The difference is that personality development teacher focuses on enhancing your particular habits and skills, whereas personal development teacher makes you overall a good human being. With example, I'm going to tell that suppose if a person knows driving, dancing, swimming, and other skills, then naturally he or she has an enhanced personality. His or her personality is developed. But if we are going to never become victim of others' opinion, follow your heart, live empathetic, have a vision, then you are personally developed. This is the difference between personality development and personal development. Personal development makes you overall a good human being, whereas personality development just enhances the skills that you want to make your life easier in day-to-day living.
Okay, great.
This is the
Thanks for
difference.
sharing because might be someone who just mix it up and doesn't understand about this, what you're talking about. So let's talk about your books again. What do you consider are the benefits of writing? What kind of books do you write?
The major benefit of writing is that it really helps a person in expressing himself or herself freely on the piece of paper. He or she can open his or her heart and explore his creativity. As far as other persons or any person who want to develop writing skills or is fond of writing, also increases his or her creative levels, learning and doing ability, public dealing ability, gets natural life skills, which usually people pay for learning. You get all those life skills with the passage of time if you know the art of writing.
Wow.
You enhance the better communication skills, listening skills, and the list goes on.
Wow. That's amazing. And you know what just came into my mind is there are actually kind of therapists who offer, I think, kind of writing therapy that you can bring out your thoughts on
Yes,
paper.
exactly.
So
Even sometimes when I take one-to-one sessions, I mainly focus on writing therapy. So for the free expression of emotions, and you would be surprised to know that I never cross-check what the client has written. I said, I will never check it. Just write what comes in your heart. And I was surprised. One of my clients asked for additional sheets from me in order to express himself, and I was glad that he was doing
wow,
that.
that's awesome. Wonderful. So what books do you write? All are these books that, well, actually you place your heart inside of this because if you say you have to listen, the only one you can listen to is yourself whilst writing, I
Yes,
think. So,
exactly.
and what books are what topics do you love?
My all books are based on personal development, and I write mainly my books for adults and anyone who is 16 years of age and above 16 can easily understand my books and feel quite comfortable in reading it. But with the passage of time, I will surely write some books for children and specifically for other parents too, so that they can know how to nourish their children more better. So I have a complete strategic plan, which with the passage of time will cover every age group.
Yeah.
And the books I write in fiction and non-fiction books. In fiction books, I write poetries, novels, comical. And in non-fiction, I write my teachings in the form of quotations, tips, techniques, strategies. In the form of chapters, I explain these things. So this is the
difference.
So
kind of workbooks.
There are workbooks also, and there are workbooks also, and learning through reading. Because if you are going to read it, then there would be workbooks with the help of which you are going to answer what you have read, what you have learned, and no one is going to see your answers. Just expect yourself really. And with the passage of time, there are techniques are written that you have to do twice a week or once a month or something like that in order to show consistent improvement in your day-to-day life.
Wow, this is wonderful. It sounds for me like a new way of education, just through reading and yes, implementing it with the questions that you can place there. So people can not only gather the information, but also educate themselves by reflecting. Would you say,
yes,
would you agree to this?
Yes, exactly, through self-reflection. Because, and one of the major benefits of these books are that if you are not reading with concentration, you will not able to answer questions. So concentration would be the priority if you want to read the books. So whosoever is going to purchase my books, with the passage of time, come to know that we have to read his books with great concentration, because there would be self-worksheets in the end. And if you are not able to do that, then we have to read the same book right from the starting.
Well, it's not the bad thing to read a book twice or three
Yes,
times or
exactly,
four times.
Exactly. The major difference is that those who really want to learn from books, till now also they read the books twice or thrice. But I am just forcing the person to read read books in such a way that he or she can learn from it in a genuine way and on a consistent basis.
Okay, so you're passionate about people, to enhance people that they can really learn about themselves and learn more, yes, how to grow from the inside. Would you agree to this?
Yes, exactly. Because
Okay.
there is no learning without inner transformation. Unless and until you are not transformed from inside, you cannot see changes outside. You cannot bring them.
Wonderful. Yeah, I totally understand, and I would also agree to this. The inside job is the, well, it's a hard one. It's not an easy way to go, I think, because there are so many obstacles that show up, and it's not an easy path. So
it's definitely not an easy path, but if you are disciplined and determined enough to transform from inside, then nothing is impossible. You see changes, you see the results within a few months.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So you said that you're writing books now for people who are at least 16. So is it difficult to read your books? Are you using special words, or is this just about the topic that you need a little life experience to really understand what you're telling?
I need only my life experience, and I share them in the form of books because I love sharing my earned knowledge. And I write in very simple language, very simple and basic words I use so that everyone can understand it and takes complete advantage of it. Because aim of my writing book is that it should be understood by each and everyone who is ready to purchase it. If I'm going to use fancy words, if the reader is not able to understand it, will find difficult in understanding meaning or place a dictionary near it, takes help of social media in order to understand what is written, then next time he or she will not purchase a book. He will not feel well that it's not the value of my money.
Yeah, right. That's wonderful. So you remove the obstacles to get the people really on the reading side. And
Yes, exactly. My books are in very simple language, very easy words I use so that everyone can understand. That's why I put the age of 16 and above. Everyone can understand. And
yeah.
it holds deep wisdom through, and they are practical living, practical teachings. You say that, yes, these are, and the knowledge in books is everlasting. It will never end with the passage of time. These are the basic principles that will always help you in order to grow.
Okay, yeah, that's great. That's great. So, how long have you been writing so far? You passed the age of 18 and got into the coaching side, and then when did you start writing? How old or how many years are you?
I started writing when I was 28 years of age.
Okay.
I'm writing from past 12 years, and earlier I used to write on social media and in the form of quotations, poetry. And with the passage of time, I think that merely sharing your thoughts on social media would not be the only means. And what if it's going to be transformed in the form of books and published at global level in different nations? Because in social media, you have a limited circle, only your connections or connections, but what? But when you are going to team up your writing, you are going to have a good publishing platform that have a wide network. It can distribute your books in more than 100 nations at a glance.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
So majority can take benefit from your
Yes. So you want
experience.
to reach out to as many people as possible on the world.
Yes, exactly. I want to reach to whole world.
To the whole world. Wonderful. I
Yes,
love this.
exactly.
How many books have you published so far?
I have published 5 ebooks and currently 8 ebooks are on the road. I haven't published yet paperback and audiobooks, but a conversation with US Publication House is on the way. And if everything goes well, then in few months, books will be available in entire formats, paperbacks, ebooks, audiobooks. And it would be released in more than 100 nations and more than 100 online platforms like Amazon.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So you flash the world with your books. I love this. Okay, so who's the audience you are talking to? Are those more adults, parents, government? Who's your audience? What would you say? Or everyone?
My target audience is mainly adults and who really want to develop at personal level and see changes within. But anyone who is 16 years or above 16 years is eligible to read my books and take advantage from them.
Yeah, great.
So it's not specific, it's for everyone, but there is a limit of age that minimum 16 and above it, you are free to read my books.
Yes.
And
Okay.
My books teach you to live beyond caste, custom, religion, tradition. They inspire you to live liberal and fearless.
Awesome.
They are not categorized on particular thing or topic. They always inspire you to live the real you, live like a human, instead of getting trapped in the form of caste, custom, religion, and tradition.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, I love this. So, would you say, from your perspective, would you say that children should read more? Have you recognized something in less reading that the children are? Well, what's your opinion about, yes, making children read?
There is no shadow of doubt that children should always be encouraged to read more. But they don't read because they mostly learn through watching. They watch the action of their parents, they watch the nearby surroundings, and they learn from it. But if you are going to inspire them to read and read on consistent basis, then undoubtedly it will develop their communication skills, reading skills. They will develop love for reading. Just select a particular criteria of books that fit best to them and give them that you have to read one page a daily for half an hour. And you can always combine those reading with their academics, and they would love reading it like a subject, and with the passage of time, they will develop overall life skills and they will really become more mature, intelligent with the passage of time, and definitely show incredible results in their studies. They will get wise, they will be able to select their career wisely, they will know that who we are and in which field we want to pursue our career in the upcoming period. And this all happens with the help of reading books, not only course books, but the books that always inspire them to develop basic life skills.
Yes,
They
I
will grow
totally
in
agree.
self-introspection.
Yeah, I totally agree because I have got four children and they are all in the reading side. They are so incredible, but each of them has got its topic. And if they want to change their books, oh, you have to read this. And the other says, oh, no, it's not. It's boring for me. The one is reading just fantasy, the other is reading criminal. Yes, how do I say criminal things? Crime. About crime and
Non-fiction
yes, nonfiction. So
stories.
reality, more reality, but for kids, of course, not the crazy
Books
stuff.
which thriller books, suspense books, you can say that.
Yeah. So and they can't change it because the one says, "Oh no, it's not interesting for me." And I have got another one who says, "I just love those books that make me smile and like." Just crazy things that I like to laugh, and she's reading and always laughing. So they are so different, and I think it's crucial to really grab the children with what they love to read. So don't place anything and say you have to read this book. I think this doesn't
No,
work.
it doesn't work. When you are going to bound the children to read a particular book, he or she will never does. But when you are going to set a child free to read any book which suits best to his or her interest, they will definitely love reading it again and again and develop love for reading. They will learn from it intelligently.
Yes, actually, the one who's reading the fantasy books, she comes up with opinions and with thoughts. I say, how did you get this? And I said, and she says, oh, I read this. I say, what? That's sometimes it's crazy, but she can combine things from the book into reality and match it together and get her own opinion about this. And this is just beautiful, I think. She just develops herself with her reading.
Yes, exactly. Children develop overall develop them through reading. And if they really want to read, allow them to read anything which they love reading. And with the passage of time, you will see that they develop love for reading, but their interest changes with the passage of time, and they actually read that particular thing, which helps them in getting overall nourished.
Yeah, great. Yes, I think also definitely. Yes, and you have a w vision of another future, don't you? So, please tell us about this. What's your mission you are on?
Yes, I have a vision of not only writing books, but to develop a society which is totally never cares about gender discrimination, is free from all the bias, knows how to live liberal, fearless, visionary with deep wisdom. And in order to make it a reality, after writing a particular amount, number of books that I have thought, in this direction, I would love to open some NGOs which are for the sheer benefit of mankind. The welfare services, educational institutions, shelter homes, etc. These are the visions that I have in mind. And after completing my books, I'm going to open such kind of things for mankind.
So awesome. So wonderful. I love to hear this. This is really, yes, placing yourself in another perspective and another vision, I think. So yes, what are the teachings you can give to other parents? What would you say? What are they about? And what do you personally offer?
Parenting is a learned skill. And in order to learn this skill, you have to be complete discipline and determination. And you cannot learn this skill overnight because it teaches you new thing every day. And if you think that you can learn parenting skills by reading books, by attending webinars, conferences, taking personal coaching, undoubtedly it will help you, but still you have to be an eternal learner if you want to be a successful parent. These are only going to be the supporting means, and the coaching people like you and me offer, other people, various coaches offer, they are only the guide, the support system in this parenting journey. All you have to do is yourself, because what we teach, it will only help you in being a better parent. But what you can really experience will let you know about the shortcomings as a parent in reality. Because those were the practical things. You said that, yes, I have learned this thing in coaching. Now I have to apply it. But the moment you apply, you see that the particular technique doesn't work best for your child. Your child is totally different. What I have learned by spending thousands of dollars just gone into vain when I really tried to implement it on child. And then you will learn something that, yes, my child never required this, which I learned by paying $1,000 for a parenting tip. So coaches are only guide, but real learners are actually the parents who deal with their children and learn something new. Undoubtedly, they will help themselves to get their children to the better path. And these are the services which I can offer through one-to-one counseling, through speaking, through my books. And they can also afford this from any other speaker or author. But ultimately, parents have to learn parenting from themselves. We can only tell them the technique. We can only show them the path of parenting, but they have to walk themselves on it.
Yes, right. So they have to, well, I would say, encourage yourself to be a better parent.
Yes.
So to grow yourself and to step into this. That's so wonderful. Yes, I really like to thank you. I think I will place all your details below so people can reach out to you if they want to learn, if you want to get in contact with you. So I really like to thank you for being here on my show. And to anyone else, of course, I thank you for listening and being with me here. And yes, you're welcome to follow this show and to be inspired. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Gaurav, for being with me.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be part of your show. Thank you. All the time.